Hello, and welcome to Jumpstart Rewind. This is Roger Schaus, and this is just one of our branches of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1548. This was first written February 28th, 2016. Our verse is John 13, verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" My wife and I have been fans of the British show Downton Abbey. After six seasons, it heads to its final episode this coming Sunday. There is a fascination with this aristocratic society. The large mansions, the stately dinners, the elegant dresses, the beautiful settings, and the servants that come running at the beckoning of their masters. It's something so foreign to us here in the United States. When we have traveled overseas, we've made it a point to tour castles and mansions when possible. They are simply amazing. There are two stories and two societies in the Abbey at Downton. There are the upstairs people, the Crawleys, who have inherited titles, wealth, and the mansion. Their position in society grants them special privileges. The other story and the other society are the servants who live downstairs at the Abbey. They serve the family upstairs. They are the butlers, the under-butlers, the footmen, and the cooks, and the chauffeurs, and the handmaids, and a whole world downstairs that work long and hard hours to serve the family upstairs. The downstairs people do not dress, eat, nor have the pleasures that the upstairs people do. It's two different worlds in one house. A fascinating show. Most of us who have been captured by that show would love to be one of the Crawleys, to live in that mansion, to have people dress you and cook for you. What a world that would be. The reality is, most of us who watch the show would be the downstairs people. There is a principle from scriptures that's so fitting to that show. Our verse today comes from the time when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, including Judas's feet. When he had finished washing their feet, where our verse is found, he asked, "Do you know what I have done?" The obvious answer is, "You washed our feet." Anyone would know that. However, that wasn't the answer Jesus was looking for. There was something greater than clean feet. The point wasn't that he washed their feet. It was that he served. When Jesus told them to do the same, the point wasn't to establish foot washing in churches. Our times, our feet do not get that dirty. We wear socks and shoes, our streets are paved, and we simply do not walk very much. What Jesus wanted them to see was a lesson about serving. If Jesus the teacher washed their feet, then they ought to serve others. Jesus was definitely an upstairs person. He was God. He lived in the glory of his Father. Yet he came to earth and lived like a downstairs person. Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Then verse 26 of the same chapter says, "Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant." So many of Jesus' lessons surround servants or slaves. The parable of the talent was about a master who gave talents to three of his slaves. The parable about the laborers in the vineyard was about common, everyday workers. Most of the audience that first heard Jesus were cut from this fabric. They were common people, poor people. Many of them were servants. They found a connection in Jesus because he did not act like an upstairs person. He did not have the apostles running to pamper him. He did not live distant from others, and he certainly did have a compassion and love for the common man. Our times have made many of us want to be upstairs people. We want others to come running to our every call. We want to be in a position of honor and distinction. Many who aspire to this have soured their opinions about those who serve. The blue-collar man is considered not as intelligent as those who went to college. The problem is, when the banker's car isn't working, he'll call the car mechanic to fix it. It's the plumber that shows up to fix our leaky pipes. It's the furnace guy that shows up when our house can't stay warm. It's the yard guy that keeps our yard so green in the summer. The common laborer, the blue-collar guy. He isn't dumb, nor are we too good for them. There should never be a them and us spirit. It ought to be we. The disciples of Jesus will understand the value of serving. Anyone that's too good for that won't make it in God's kingdom. The church isn't a place to find power and rank. Those who misunderstand this view the eldership as the top of a congregation. That's so backward and so wrong in thinking. This thinking has led to strange relationship, broken trust, and split congregations. Too often we draw a vertical line and put the elders at the top, and then we put the members at the bottom. This is how some view and teach organization of God's church. That's nothing more than upstairs and downstairs thinking. The elders viewed by some as the upstairs people who do all the thinking, decision making, and everyone else, including the deacons and the downstairs people, are the ones who do all the serving. The elders ring a mythical bell, like on Downton Abbey, and all the members come running. Prayers are offered to high heaven for the great decisions that the elders make. They puff their chests and they look over what they have with a sense of pride. They brag about how much money's in the church bank account or how many men are being supported by that congregation. All the elders have done is sit around a table and make those decisions. Phone calls, letters, and checks were all sent out by the downstairs people. This thinking is wrong. It cannot be supported biblically. Certainly the elders oversee the flock, but they're not above the flock. Shepherds is the word that God used for his leaders today. Shepherds are among the flock. They do not sit in a warm house and send out the servants to care for the sheep. That's what young David was doing when God called him. Those weren't David's flocks. They belonged to his father. David was working as a servant. The flock belongs to the Lord. God's shepherds are the servants. They're the ones who go after strange sheep. They're the ones who care for the spiritual sick. They're the ones who bind up the broken and heal the injured. They're the ones who feed the flock. If a line had to be drawn to illustrate this, it would be a horizontal line. The position of the elder is not a promotion in the sense of moving on up. It's a role of responsibility and a work of service. God wants all of his people to be servants. This upstairs mentality leads some to being too good to bend over to pick up a piece of paper on the ground. It leads some to say, why don't we get someone to do this, rather than, why can't I do this? Upstairs thinking leads to prayers like the Pharisee in the temple, who thanked God that he wasn't like other people. His prayer did nothing for God or himself. Upstairs thinking leads to believing that we are better than others. We're not. We all need Jesus. Pride sickens God. Arrogance, whether from the pulpit, from the eldership, or from the pews, turns people away and distorts the image of Jesus. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. Jesus even washed Judas's feet. Jesus came to serve. How about you? Thank you for listening.